William and Bertie were not posted to the front at first. They were odd men out, neither high enough to be at the rear of the action sipping wine, or low enough to be knee-deep in the front line. But their engineering skills left them working on railway connections and troop transportation. This kept them both alive and whole for 2 years. William often read the letters he received from Emma, mostly bad poetry about fuzzy animals, which he and Bertie read to themselves night after night. The love of the Goldberg girl kept them going when all around was dark. They had been sent to inspect some of the works on the front line in 1916, just prior to the next big push. They sat waiting at a dugout, waiting to be taken deep underground to look at a mine. Death and tedium surrounded them, and the two men found that they had to talk about the past. Their past. For 16 years, William had tried to bury the vault and his guilt. He had taken Bertie home with him, raised him almost as a member of his family, but he never said a word about the vault to anyone. He'd only just started making some notes about it. And however much he tried to get Bertie to talk about his past, nothing he said made sense. Bertie, really, knew very little about his youth. He was born in a huge place, lived with very wealthy people, but they weren't his people, and he was returned to live with them later. He had a big sister who looked after him, and then there was just William. William was everything. Was he Bertie? Or was he William? He couldn't be sure. Bertie knew better than to say he loved Emma just as William did. Just like William did. Exactly. So the talk about the vault paused, and they thought of Emma, until a shell blast ripped into the dugout they sat in. William knew little about it, as it tore his lower body apart. Bertie was by his side, outwardly unharmed as his mentor. His blueprint was losing so much blood. What words William said to Bertie were quiet and brief, but through the roar of war a bellow could be heard as his mostly silent friend found terrific sound. The body gone cold, Bertie did all he could to hold his form together. He had a message to deliver. William, his template was dead. He must hold the last of him within himself. Bertie let William drop into the mud. And William got up to find his Emma one last time.